So a few years ago, Nehemiah reminded me about this from last year. I was reading the JUF magazine that was celebrating the Chashivas of Vashti and going through how chashiv of a person Vashti was, that she was the very first woman's liberation person, that she spoke up for the rights of women everywhere by refusing to listen to the evil man who made her come to his party, by refusing and saying, no, I will have my own party, and saying no to Ahasuerus, that she is the real true hero of the Purim story, that it's not Esther, not Mordecai. The real true hero is really a person by the name of Vashti. That's amazing, absolutely amazing. And it was in a Jewish publication. That's not, well, technically. You never know. Yeah, you absolutely don't know. It really is amazing, because the honest truth is that she does seem to be a tzaddikus from the story of Purim. We see nothing bad about Vashti. In fact, Haman gets her killed. So if anything, if you didn't know Maimari Chazal, if you didn't grow up going through kindergarten and first grade and second grade in a Jewish household, if you never read Shoshana Yaakov before, then you might come out with that Vashti is a good person. She refuses to walk into Ahasuerus, seemingly because it was an invalid request, something that he was asking that was not, I won't go in front of you in front of a men's party. She has her own separate party from the woman. It's interesting. She does seem to look, she comes out well from everything. It seems that she's good. But we know that Torah Shebichtav is not the only thing out there. There's Torah Shebaal Peh that comes with it. And we know that Torah Shebaal Peh tells us that there's something different. Really, the honest truth is, it's an obvious answer. Because the way that I sent it over to a guy who asked me in Eretz Yisrael, who emailed me this week, asked me this question was, he never would have asked this of Esther. You don't ask a question like that to someone who you wouldn't expect to do such a thing. If Esther was his queen, he would never say to Esther, hey, do you want to come out and show everybody who you are? He wouldn't do it because Esther was so tsunua, she showed herself, professed herself to be a tsunua. So therefore, Ahasuerus would never even think of asking such a question. The fact that he asked it shows that she truly was not a tsunua. That she really was a person who should have come, and that's where Chazal go on and they say, well, why didn't she come? And they say, well, either the tail, Sarath, the Nida, whatever it was, they give their answers. She should have. It made sense for her to. That's what Ahasuerus expected her to do. But there was an outside reason, another reason, why she didn't end up coming, and that's the shot behind that. It really is an unbelievable idea. Switch to another subject, but still on the same Bosuinian. Chayev inish levasume bepuria ad lo yada. Now the word is not chayev inish lishos bepuria ad lo yada. It's not chayev inish lios shikr bepuria ad lo yada. It's levasume. The word is weird. The word is weird. Beis samach vav mem yud. Levasume bepuria ad lo yada. In this week's parsha, Parshas Kisisa, the Gemara goes through, the pasuk goes through, the spices that were used for the ketores. One of them is mor dror. Mor dror. Mor is mirror. M-Y-R-R-H. Dror is, so to speak, a freedom, like the wild mirror that's out in the field. That's the spice that they're putting into the ketores. And Targum translates that as mori dachya. Mori dachya. The Gemara in Chulin says, Kuplamatesh says, Mordechai, mina Torah minayin. Where do we see Mordechai's name in the Torah? Where do we see a hint to the fact that there was a man named Mordechai, a navi named Mordechai in the Torah? And it says, mor dror. Mor dror, and it's a reference to Mordechai. Mor dror is Mordechai. That's how we know Mordechai from the Torah itself. Says the Chiddush Arim, Chayev Inish, Levasume Bepuria, that you're chayev to be besummoned, it's to make yourself spiced, to move yourself up a level. It's not to get drunk, that's the wrong wording for it. And the people that say that we're going to get drunk on Purim are really wrong for saying such a thing. It's Levasume Bepuria, to make you into a higher caliber human being. Into a person who's able to smell the ruchnias that's around him. For there to be a besamim around him. For them to feel that there's a little bit of kedusha. It's not about getting drunk. It's about this. And that's really what happened at Achashverosh's party. The non-believers, the ones who weren't with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were the ones who got drunk and started talking. Who's more beautiful? Are these people more beautiful or that people more beautiful? That's what they get into. They get into all these illicit behavior when they start drinking. But we, says the Gemara, when we drink, we went into all the shiras v'tishpachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We start singing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We start singing songs. We start speaking Divrei Torah. That's the idea of what happens. These are what those people do. This is what we end up doing. And that was a Sanhedrin. That was something that helped, that allowed for Vashti to be killed in the middle of the Purim Suda. Part of it is like this, and the connection between the two is the following. See, Vashti looks like she's a very, very great person. But you, when you have that expectation of Vashti, it shows her off to be an evil person. Just at this point, she had a reason as to why she shouldn't be evil. By Jews, the way we're supposed to drink a perm is not to make ourselves look evil. That's why you see that guy who's rolling around in the filth, who's not spewing Divrei Torah. He's just spewing. There's nothing else coming out. A guy like that is not what perm should be. That should sicken you. When you see a person using perm as just an excuse to feed his own taiva, then great, that person should not be there. That is not the person that perm is all about. It's for us to be levasumek. Yes, you're supposed to drink if you're over the age of 21. If you're under the age of 21, sacramental wine. So you can go ahead. It's supposed to be to the point where you're raising yourself a level and bringing yourself up, but not to get stone cold drunk and to be wallowing in your own filth on the floor. This idea, this halacha that comes out, Chayev Inish Levasumi Bepuria, is rubble. She is the one that paskins it. It's in Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Rava makes the psak halacha. Rava is the one that says it. Rava is the same person who said that Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos B'Tayyeh was Shabbos in the meal, Sheisrol Ochlin B'Shosin, Maschilin B'Divrei Torah V'Tivrei Tishpachos, Avo Ovei Kochavim, Ochlin B'Shosin, Ein Maschilin B'Divrei Tiflos. It's the same Rava. Rava who's telling us to drink is telling us to drink like a Jew. That's what the Kedusha Rim is saying. He's not just getting around the word of Besume and trying to make a whole pshat behind the Besumim to try to be like Mori Dachya, to be like Mordechai. That's not the pshat. It's Rava Lishitaso. Rava holds that the only way to drink is the way that the Jews drink at the party. That's the way to go. That's the way to be able to go. Right after that, when the Gemara says Chayev Inish Levasumi Bepuria Ad Lo Yada, there's a story. We all know this story because it's a crazy story. We have Rava's ready, together with Rav Zera. We all know what happens. Rava and Rav Zera get drunk in the Purim Suda, and Rava shechts Rav Zera. That I've never seen. Rava shechts Rav Zera. The next day, he brings him back to life. Does Chiyas and Asim, and Rav Zera comes back to life. You know, by the way, it's so much so. There's Rav Yonis and Eibshitz that says that anyone who dies and is brought back to life has no Yetzirah. And Rav Yonis and Eibshitz and the Abbas Yehonasan is a sefer that he wrote in Haftorahs, write about all the different people who died in the Gemara, Rav Kana, Rav Zera, and they were brought back to life. And right now they had no Yetzirah for the rest of their lives. And the rest of their lives they lived a different life than normal Amorayim did. They lived a completely different life. That's how far it goes. That's what Avos Yonasan says about this. It's interesting. Rava shechts Rav Zera, and it seems the Gemara is trying to say it's not a good idea. Here's how we learn Gemara, right? You have a statement made by an Amora. But then you have a story afterward that comes out really, really badly. He got drunk, and he shechted him. Seemingly the psak should be that we shouldn't get drunk on Purim. And that such a thing should not be done. It's clear that the Gemara is trying to tell us in Paskenes Lalapa that it's usher to be a shikr. You can't get to the point where you're doing things that you don't even realize what you're doing. But it's mutter and preferable for a person to become besamadik. That's where a person should get to. That's the level that he should be on. Chidush Arim brings a story. Brings a story, and it's the following. One time, a person wanted to do a tremendous sin. He brought a bag of money with him to do this sin. So he's on his way to go do it. On the way, he heard cries from men, women, children. He looked into it, and saw that they couldn't pay their rent. They had taxes that were they were going to be paying, and they were going to be thrown in jail. But jail back then was not jail. Jail was a pit in the ground, and they were going to die. It was basically they were all going to die. A man, woman, and children. This man had rachamim, paid off their debt, gave up all of the money that he had on him, and paid off their debt so that they would go free, and he didn't do the avera. Didn't do that avera. Shamayim went crazy. They knew this guy's taivas. They knew that this guy was able to fight off a taiva that was so great. They knew that it was impossible for him to have done this. This was way beyond his bechira, way beyond what he should have made as a choice. They couldn't understand it. They said, we have to give this man anything he wants. Anything he prays for is going to come true. Anything he davens for automatically is going to come true. But there's a problem. There's a problem. What's the problem? What if he asked for Mashiach to come right now? It's not time for Mashiach. What if he asked for Tchiyas HaMeisim? It's not time for Tchiyas HaMeisim. If he asks for something the world isn't ready for, it's going to be terrible for all of Klal Yisrael. Terrible for all of Klal Yisrael. It's not going to be as good as it possibly could be. So Shamayim made him have a tremendous taiva. He already was a Baal taiva. Made him have a tremendous taiva for drink. And made him a drunkard. And immediately after he gave up that money for that man, woman, and child, he went to a bar and got himself plastered. Absolute plastered. Couldn't daven. He's puffed from davening. Okay? And every time he would wake up from his drunken stupor, he would immediately go to a bar and immediately get himself drunk again. And he was completely gone. And he kept doing it. Every time he woke up, he would be drunk and drunk and drunk and drunk. So one time, there was no rain. They needed rain in this area. And the Baal Shem Tov sent two chassidim to this guy. They watched him. And the Baal Shem Tov said, go to him. He's the only one that can bring rain. So they watched him. They followed him. And the guy was plastered, absolutely drunk. They followed him home. He fell asleep. As soon as he got up, he ran to the bar. He got drunk and he fell asleep. I have no idea who was paying for his drinks. No idea. That's the problem with the Chassidish story. You're missing that one little detail that makes it believable. It's the one little part. I have no idea. It's probably, let's assume that it's a muscle of some sort. Unless there was some guy who's just like, I like this guy. Pay him for his drinks. I have no idea. Okay? But kept drinking and kept going. Nothing was happening. So the guys were watching him for 2 days. They're watching him in this stupor and he couldn't get out of it. So finally, as he woke up one morning, right, he's like, I gotta go to the bar, they grab him by both arms, hold him down, and they say to him, we have a message for you. He said, I can't, I gotta go to the bar. They said, we'll let you go as soon as you ask for rain. Ask for rain and we promise you we'll let you go to the bar. And he looks up and he says, God, give them rain. And as soon as he says it, the rain starts falling. And then they let go and he goes straight into the bar. He went back to the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov told him the story. Baal Shem Tov told him, this is what the guy is. That's what happened. It works every time. Says the Chiddush HaRim. It's so scary. Every time I say this, I think to myself, it's the scariest line. The Chiddush HaRim is saying, this is us on Purim. The Koach HaTfila on Purim is greater than Yom Kippur, says the Chiddush HaRim. Greater than Yom Kippur. It's a greater day. It's a greater Eis Ratzon. It is a day that has been tried, tested, and proven for miracles. If you have a din, we know this from the Gemara. If you have a din that you need to be done, you do it in Adar. If you have a surgery that needs to be done, you do it in Adar. Adar is a time of good mazel for Klal Yisrael. And we all know this. We realize it. It's a halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch to push things off until Adar. To do things during Adar. It's an Eis Ratzon. And it's more than just an Eis Ratzon. Yom Kippur is Tshuva Mihira. You're doing Tshuva because you're afraid. You're in awe of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu and it's making you do Tshuva. Purim is Tshuva Me'ava. It's Kimu V'kizu Ko Yehudim. They accepted the Torah again. And they re-accepted. They said, this is what we want to do. Here's what it is. You're Zedonos. You're even your Mezidin. The things you've done wrong on purpose. Not only turn into Shogigin. They turn into mitzvos on Purim. You daven on Purim, your tefillah is so powerful, it creates new mitzvos. And it's not fully Maariv. It's not fully Shacharis. Your mincha has by far the greatest power ever on Purim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that we're drinking and drunk so we don't ask for the right things. That while we're there, we're drunk. Some people get themselves drunk on wine. Some people get themselves drunk on liquor. And some people are drunk that they don't even realize that this power is there in their hands. And they don't utilize the opportunity to daven for the right things on the day that is Yom Kippur. It's not Kippurim. It's actually Purim. They don't even realize that power that they had. The line is, and we all know this, that if a poor person comes up to you on Purim, you gotta give him money. Kol HaPoshei Yad, no sin lo. La Halacha, you gotta give to anybody who comes by. Somebody brings their hand in front of you, if you can, take a whole bunch of dollars, have it on you, you wanna bring coins, have a whole bunch of coins on you, whatever you need. But anybody who puts their hand out to you and asks you for money on Purim, you have to give him something. You have to give him something. Whether it's Jew, non-Jew, etc., you should be giving them anything. Kol HaPoshei Yad no sin lo. And that applies in Shemayim as well. If we're poshei Yad and we're spreading our hands out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no sin lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to us. That's the tefillah. Our tefillah is so powerful on this day. We're ready to get it back. We can ask for anything. Yes, we should be asking for Mashiach in the best possible way. We should be asking for Iran to be destroyed. We should ask for there to be seichel. Seichel in the White House. I don't need a new president. I just need seichel in one. That's all I want. Just seichel. You can ask for anything. And let's go a little bit more selfish here. Ask for your own ruchnius. For you to be able to think straight. For you to be able to understand things. For you to make the right decisions. Whether it comes to your life, whether it comes to your world around you. Allow me to make the right decisions. This is the day to daven for it. There is no other day that compares except for maybe Yom Kippur in a different vein. This is it. This is the official day. You have an accountability. There's no other day like this. If you're wondering, do I really believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is out there, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is helping me, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants what's best for me? This is the day where you ask Him for help. Spread out your hands and say, God, help me, I don't get it. This is the day to do that. And if you know someone who's having that issue, this is the day where you daven for that person. You know how powerful it is? I said it. It's almost like tongue-in-cheek, like a joke. The Chassam Sofer says, if you learn in between Megillah readings, in between the Megillah reading at night and the Megillah reading of the morning, you learn in between them. You sit down with the Gemara and you learn. You're guaranteed, he says, a chelik in Olam Haba. Guaranteed. And I know, say Ashrei three times a day, you're guaranteed a chelik in Olam Haba, right? If you're so much foolish, tefillah, you're guaranteed a chelik in Olam Haba. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's simple. I mean, those are explained, Rabbi Yonah, etc., that go through them. This is simple. Nobody is thinking about learning in between the Megillah readings. There's so much to do. Putting together your shalach manos, to go around and collect, to drink a little bit, to get yourself ready for the next day, your pregame. I understand. There's stuff to do. You learn in between at times when it's difficult to do, you're guaranteed a chelik in Olam Haba. You push yourself past what you thought were your borders. You do more than what you were supposed to do. That is exactly what gets a person in Olam Haba. I know there are kolim that make a seder on Purim night. They make a seder for 1 hour on Purim night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. There's time. How many Purim shvilos could you possibly watch? How many? There's time. You can find yourself some time to sit down in a base medrash or at your house, have a sefer, and to be able to say to yourself, this is what I'm going to do. You have to use your Purim wisely. And then, Kol HaPoshei Yad no sin lo. So let's go back. We talked about Vashti and Esther all the way at the beginning. The real difference between getting drunk and becoming besamentik, applying it in a different fashion. We already said, Ahasuerus would never expect this of Esther. Esther was too special of a person. He would never ask her to do such a thing. Vashti, he expected her to do it. He expected her to do it. It was strange that she didn't. And this time it was a little bit different. It was something that was there. You have to think this way. If something is asked of you that's inappropriate, you know something's wrong. You know there's something that you did that's wrong. And you have to realize that. You have to sit down and say to yourself, what am I doing that's causing me to be in such a position where people are expecting something so terrible of me? And Vashti had a chance there. She had a chance. She had one of two different ways of going about this. One is, she could say to Ahasuerus, "You're a loser. I can't believe you asked this of me. And I'm never going to come." That's what she chose. There was another way she could have gone about it. She could have burst out crying. She could have burst out crying and said, "This is what you expect of me? You make a party? And you want me to come out and show off my body to your friends? That's what you want from me?" You should realize, it's the saddest thing in the world. I can't believe that that was your expectation of me. I can't believe that this is what you want. That's what she should have done. Drinking on Purim brings out the other side of you. What are you going to be like? What are you going to say? Are you worried? Are you? I had a guy at my house 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I think, 3 years ago, who sat down at my house, and when, after he had drunk, you know, a cup of wine, Rashi Light, so gone, absolutely gone, he sat there and started swearing at the person next to him. The guy who was learning. He was learning. Started swearing at the guy next to him. And then got up, said that he hates himself, hates his life. And when a couple days after Purim was over, it got awkward. So I told him maybe we should sit down for a little bit, maybe hold off on the Rashi Light a little. Let's go for maybe a little bit of grape juice. I pulled him over a couple days later and I said, "You know what you said?" Can't tell if he's telling me the truth. He wasn't. There's no way he was telling me the truth. Doesn't remember a thing. You know, there was a hypnotist that came to Camp Megillah 2 years ago when I went there for Shabbos. Hypnotist came in. And this guy would take people on stage and he'd ask them questions, right? And he got them. I mean, I'm sure there were some fakers in there, but there were a couple guys who were completely gone. Completely and utterly gone. And I asked the guy, I'm like, "Why don't you do it? Why don't you go up there and do it?" You know what he told me? He said, "I'm scared of what I'll say. I'm scared. What I'm going to do when I'm hypnotized and I'm not in control of myself the whole time, what am I going to do?" I hear it. That's something that everybody needs to work on. To think what they're going to be like at that point when they're right there. What are you like when you're poshet yad, when you're ready to ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu? So we have three lessons that we're bringing up from over here. Number one, chayv enish levasume bepuria delo yada. Don't make it a drunk fest where you're wallowing in your own filth. Don't make it like their celebrations. Make it our celebration of becoming more besamendik and make it like Mordechai. That's number one. Number two, you have a power of tefillah on this day, greater than any other day, where you can ask. Don't waste your power. Do not waste your power. And number three, if there ever is a time you go to think to yourself that you're worried about what comes out, about nichnas yayin yatzasod, allow this to be the lesson. They have to work on yourself before you get to Purim. To say to yourself, what's going to be when I do get drunk? What's going to be when I go up after 120? What is going to come out of my mouth? To know what to be and what not to be. Those are the three lessons that we can learn from over here. Let's go into Purim and make it a Purim that we can say, this was a Purim that I not only steiged, I became a different person and I grew from what happened over just one day of understanding what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants from me. Have a good day, everybody.